Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me today. Now, today I want to talk about where head trash comes from, because if we know where it comes from, we've got at least a little bit of a chance of preventing it from piling into our life and causing us so much angst, stress, and worry. So what I want to do is help you to understand where it comes from, but in a way that maybe you haven't heard before. What I'm not going to be talking about are your parents, your upbringing, and how you are the way that you are because of the life that you had and all that kind of stuff that you've probably heard a million times before. No, I'm going to be looking at this from a completely different perspective, but a perspective that I hope will help you to navigate your head trash and understand exactly why it's in the state that it's in so that you can start to get rid of it and unpick it better for when you are clearing it away. So that's what I want to help you with today. But before I do, I want to check to see how you're getting on with our five-step process. Have you downloaded it from our website at headtrash.co.uk and are you trying it out? It really is simple and it works. So if you're listening to me, and I know that we've got a lot of listeners here on the show, we're regularly at the top of the charts on iTunes in self-help. So I know we have loads of lovely listeners and I want to know how you're getting on with clearing your head trash. Because it's all very well listening to me talking about clearing it, but you're only going to start experiencing the magic of headspace once you start taking a look in the mirror and doing that stuff to yourself. Because believe me, the benefits of clearing your head trash are infinitely wonderful and amazing. So let me know how you're getting on. And if you're struggling in any way whatsoever, then please do let me know. Email me at hello@headtrash.co.uk. Or let me know via the Facebook page and I will get back to you and help you in any way that I can. And I mean that. Okay, so back to the head trash and where it comes from. Now, I'm afraid that I'm going to sort of take you back to your school days a little bit, because I'm going to use an analogy that I think works really, really well when it comes to explaining where head trash comes from and the source of it. And the analogy that I'm going to work with is the water cycle. So, do you remember the water cycle from your days in geography? But it's that picture that I'm sure you remember seeing of the lovely mountains with a stream running down the mountains, the clouds in the sky, and the stream leads down to the sea. And then when it's a lovely hot sunny day, the water evaporates out of the sea and goes back into the sky to form the clouds that then go on to fall down the mountain. Do you remember the thing that I'm talking about? If not, then just Google water cycle and you will see lots of lovely pictures of exactly the kind of thing that I want about. But that is what I'm going to be working with in terms of explaining where your head trash comes from. So keep that image in mind and hear me out, because I am not mad. Honest, this does work and it does help people to really gain clarity in terms of getting to grips with what's going on in their heads. So when we think about where all the water comes from in the water cycle, an obvious place to start are the clouds. Now, given that it's a cycle and there's a continual cycle of motion, the water is moving through its various states. However, it's very useful to start with the clouds because that's where we can see it. And when we've got something tangible, it kind of makes it's a lot easier to understand, isn't it? So when you think of the clouds in the water cycle, when it comes to your head trash, the clouds represent your beliefs and your values. Now, when you've got a healthy set of beliefs and a healthy set of values, you've pretty much got some beautiful white fluffy clouds in the sky. And then when they fall as rain and they start falling down the mountains and creating streams, what you're left with is beautiful, clear water that if you're walking through this scene on a lovely day, you would love to just splash that lovely clean water into your face and you'd find it incredibly cleansing and refreshing. And cleansing and refreshing is a really good way of thinking about the streams, because that in effect is what they are. The streams represent your emotions. And so when you have a healthy set of values and beliefs that are enabling a lovely flow of emotions through your system, then you're in a good place. Now, emotion in Latin means energy in motion, and positive emotions flow healthily. It's negative emotions that start moving very, very slowly, and in some cases they actually stop and cause blockages. But what does that mean in terms of us living here and now? You know, let's get out of the analogy for a minute. But actually, your emotions flow around your body, and the energy flows around your body through your energy system. And when your emotions become negative and they block your energy system, and therefore the life force energy, the energy within you, is not able to travel to your vital organs. And that is where disease can start. That is where you start having pains. That's where you start having things going wrong with your body, because the life force energy within you can't travel along the energy channels to get to where it needs to be. And that is why emotions are the cause of illness in many cases, because you've had a buildup of negative emotion that has led to dis-ease within your body. Does that make sense? I hope so. Now, there's a number of things that may lead to your streams getting clogged, your emotions starting to slow down and becoming a little bit more negative. And it's going to be back to the clouds, isn't it? It's going to be that toxic clouds that are feeding toxicity into your system. So what does that look like? Well, that means that your beliefs are becoming negative. They're becoming limiting. They're in conflict in some way. When it comes to your values will be in conflict. And there's this sort of negativity that starts feeding your system and slowing it down on an emotional level and on an energetic level. So now the emotions that sort of represent your stream are slowing right down, and in some areas they're getting clogged up. And what happens when a stream gets clogged up? Well, you get puddles that become lakes, and these are horrible murky things because they got clogged up by nasty sediment and toxicity in the first place. So you can imagine when one of these lakes becomes quite big, it's horrible, it's murky, you can't see through it, there's no clarity, it's all a bit mucky and horrid. Now, the very first lake that forms as a result of these toxic beliefs and these toxic values and these negative emotions, there's a name for that first lake, and that first lake is called stress. So when you have a build-up of the effect of these negative beliefs, values and emotions, that's what creates what we all recognise as stress. Stress is the accumulation of all that stuff, all that head trash. Now, if you were to leave this situation to continue, so the toxic clouds are continuing to throw down all that toxic nastiness into your streams, and it's flowing, 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 gets clogged up in the usual place, then you get another lake forming, because the first one's going to overspill. And before you know it, it's overspilled and created another one. Now, the next lake is called anxiety. Now, anxiety is a bit like stress on speed. It's a lot nastier. It comes with horrible behaviours like panic attacks. You start maybe getting addicted to things like alcohol or nicotine or drugs. Maybe you get addicted to adrenaline. So on holiday, you can't even sit still. You're out there kite surfing, downhill skiing, reading thriller novels, you know, windsurfing, all these things that keep your adrenaline pumping. Maybe your idea of relaxing is going out on a high-speed motorbike. These are signs of people that have got anxiety, because they love the thrill of adrenaline, because they've become so used to having adrenaline pumping through their system during their state of stress that when they don't have it, they seek it out. And so when they have time off, they're filling their time with other adrenaline-fueled activities, such as, you know, motorbikes, kite surfing, thriller novels, whatever it is that gets their juices going. Now, it's not to say that if you've got any of those activities that take part in, that you're definitely one for anxiety, but these are just telltale signs that seem to indicate that that is something that is going on for you. Now, if you were to leave the situation unresolved. And so whatever is going on for you that's created the stress, that's now built up into anxiety, and you're still not addressing it, you're still not resolving it, you're still leaving the situation to build and to continue and to get worse, then you go on to depression. So the third lake that appears within your water cycle image is the lake of depression. Now, depression has got many, many faces. Maybe you experience depressed feelings temporarily in the middle, you know, occasionally throughout the week, or maybe you have days and days and days of depression and you can't even face leaving the house. And for those people, that means this stuff has just gone on for a long, long time. But there's no reason why you can't start clearing this out. If you want to start clearing out these lakes of built up of all this toxicity, all that sediment that's built up, then there's two very simple approaches that you can take. So now let's just jump across to another analogy, and that's the analogy of an overflowing sink. Now, if you were faced with an overflowing sink in your bathroom, what would you do? You've got water piling all over the bathroom floor, and your first instinct might be, well, pull the plug. And that would be one thing, but you've still got all this water gushing out the tap. So another route might be to turn the tap off. And that's exactly what our options are when it comes to clearing out all this excessive crap that's created stress, anxiety, or depression in our lives. You can either pull the plug or you can turn the tap off. So what do I mean? Well, pulling the plug is by getting rid of any of that excess negative energy that has come about as a result of those emotions that you're experiencing. So you probably regularly feel emotionally overwhelmed. And all the energy around that can make it very, very hard for you to even think about what is going on with in terms of your values and your beliefs and all that kind of stuff. You just feel like you're completely swamped. So, if this is the way that you'd like to approach it, then what you need to do is take our 5-step process and work directly with the emotions involved. So what emotions are you experiencing? What negative emotions do you feel completely overwhelmed by? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it frustration? Is it stress? Depression? Any of those things are a really great place to start to just kind of de-muddy the waters, as it were, and give you a little bit of strength to basically go upstream and go back to the source. So that's a really great place to start with the 5-step process. But when you've managed to create a little bit of clarity for yourself around working with the emotions directly, then if you want to create lasting change, you need to go back to the source, which is your beliefs and your values, and start addressing those negative beliefs, those beliefs that are in conflict, and those values that are in conflict and that cannot be reconciled, and that are causing these problems in the first place. And so, for example, values that may be in conflict for you, maybe where you've got, maybe within your top 5 values, the one that's your top value kind of has got a little bit of an opposite pull on you as to some of your other values. So what do I mean by, a pull? For example, you might have somebody that's very, very proud of their faith, and for them being spiritual or religious is incredibly important and guides their life. And this same person might have decided to start a business. But the business is struggling. They can't seem to generate the income. They can't seem to get it off the ground. Now, for many, especially those with very important religious beliefs and spiritual beliefs, is that it's not about the money. It's about love. It's about compassion. It's about being authentic. It's about being true. It's about giving to others. So the whole idea of charging a lot for what you do, being capitalist in your approach, generating sales, all that kind of stuff is in direct conflict with some common spiritual and religious beliefs. But if you identify yourself as somebody who is deeply religious and spiritual, then that is the one that's going to win every single time over your business. And so your business is pulling apart. It's pulling you in a different direction to the one of your value that is your spiritual value. So until you can reconcile the two, until you can allow them to exist, to coexist side by side, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to generate money in your business if you don't create that coexistence along for those two values. So I hope that makes sense. Now, when it comes to your beliefs as well, if you've got beliefs that are limiting or that hold you back in some way, then those need to be addressed as well. Now, with both values and the beliefs, you can use our 5-step process to start neutralizing the effects of both of these and create impact for you straight away. So you see, when I told you at the beginning that I was going to share with you where head trash comes from and why knowing that can help you to clear it, this is exactly what I mean. You've basically got to look at your values, you've got to look at your beliefs, and you've got to look at your emotions. And if you just think about those three things and the relationship that they all have with themselves, with each other, that can really start to help you to create inroads into reclaiming your headspace and getting back to a place of peace, of happiness, joy, confidence, great night's sleep, good relationships, clear thinking, better decision making. I mean, my goodness, the list goes on. So, but this is how simple it is. That all you need to do is think about what your values are. Look online for a values elicitation exercise so that you can figure out what your top values are. Use, you know, look at that list, see if any of those things are in conflict, are sort of competing with themselves in any way. Use our 5-step process on all of your values and then use it on the opposites of those values. And then use it on your beliefs as well. And then use it on the emotions that you're experiencing day to day that are holding you back, that are annoying you, that make you display your bad side, your dark side. If you were listening to last week's episode on unleashing your monster, you'll know all about the dark side. And so this is how you can start to create that headspace. So I hope that listening to my explanation of where head trash comes from is helping you to think more clearly about how you can start to reduce that head trash that's going on in your head and bring you nearer to a place of calmness, of clarity, and happiness. If you have any questions about what I've talked about today, then do not hesitate to email me. You know where I am. It's hello@headtrash.co.uk. And also, I really want to know your stories. How are you getting on with it? What changes are you observing? And let me know how you're getting on. If you are experiencing successes, then I would love to have an iTunes review, because we really need to get more of these reviews on iTunes to stay at the top of the charts so that more people can benefit from using the method in this technique. Then please let me have a review, because that will help us reach more people and more people will enjoy that calmness, that clarity in their life too. And you never know, we might end up bringing about world peace if there's enough of us involved in this one. So please help me spread the word. If there's somebody that you know in your friends that you think would benefit from using this method, then please send them over to the website so they can sign up for the 5-step process. I would prefer that they sign up with the website than you just email them your copy, because then they would benefit from the emails that come with it for those people that do sign up, because I do send along videos. I send other ways that people can, to help people to benefit more and use the technique better and really understand it. So you'd be doing your friend a much better favor by just sending them straight over to the website and signing up for the 5-step process. Now, that's enough for today. I hope you found today's episode useful and interesting. And if there's anything else that you'd like me to cover on the Head Trash Show, then please get in touch and let me know. Until next time, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. So now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.